Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after today's show, our podcast will go up. So if you've missed any of the show, just check out the pod. All you do is search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods. And you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And, of course, tell all your family, your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, your coworkers, so on and so forth. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of this hour. It's always fun, so keep it locked for that. But until then, Rob, let's go back to the NBA. And Luka Doncic, who is on an incredible tear, Rob. We mentioned earlier he scored 73 points a few games ago. He had 45 points, 15 assists, and 9 rebounds last night in their game against Orlando, a win. And so the dude is doing damage. The game between the 73 and the 45, Rob, 28 points, 17 assists, 10 rebounds. And Jason Kidd had some incredible words. The great Jason Kidd, Hall of Fame player himself, has some incredible words about Doncic after that game. Here he is.
I've said this before, and I'll say it, you know, for as long as I'm here, is you can't take this young man for granted. He's better than Dirk. He's in the atmosphere of MJ, the best to ever do it, LeBron, Kobe. And so just to appreciate what this young man's doing at the age of 24 is something that Dallas has never seen. And I've said this internally. He is better than Dirk. He does things that Dirk could never do. And now it's, you know, the opportunity of getting the right people around him to ultimately win a championship.
You just said two times that Luka is better than Dirk. Dirk won a title and had been to two. Do you feel comfortable saying that on a guy that has not made the finals yet?
Yeah. MJ is the same way. MJ didn't make it into his 30s. This young man is 24 and is breaking all the records that stand in front of him, and he's a winner. And his ultimate goal is to win a championship, and he will get there, not just, you know, win one, but he will win multiple when it's all said and done.
All right, there's the great Jason Kidd. He is the coach of the Mavericks. I just want to say, correct something, and then you can go first, Rob. Jordan was 28, I believe, when
not
he won
his
first
30s.
Championship. Yeah, he was in his seventh season.
And, Chris, I also liked, I don't know who the reporter or the podcaster, pushed back. Like
no, right, like, right.
What was that? It was the radio show. I'm just saying.
Yep.
It just to put some. Okay.
It was good.
That's all. And that's what we talk about a lot, Chris, on the podcast.
Right.
It's not that you have to be vehemently against somebody or whatever, but just push back and give some other depth to the conversation and have them explain exactly what he meant.
Right.
So, which is
absolutely
fine. That's all. And I thought the guy did a good job on that radio show. But I'll let you go first on this. You could go first because
Jason Kidd is absolutely right about Luka being better than Dirk. I don't care how many finals Dirk went to. Luka Doncic is better than Dirk Nowitzki, and that's no slight on Dirk. People think I don't like Dirk. I like Dirk.
There's like a running thing with you and him, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I'm not on
said.
Social media
I'm
looking
just saying,
at that like
but that's
that. But whatever. I got no issues with Dirk. I spent time with Dirk, wrote a big story in ESPN, the magazine, about him, you know. So I got no issues with – and I bring that up. You can say, oh, everybody writes stories. But when you write a magazine story, you spend a lot of time with the guy. So I wrote, you know, I mean, just an evening, spent an evening or two with him. Nice guy, good guy, one of the greats of all time, no doubt. But Luka Doncic is better. I don't know how in the world you could say Dirk is better than Luka. Luka scores more and then, of course, runs the offense, has a ton of assists. Dirk wasn't a great rebounder. Luka is darn near as good a rebounder as Dirk. Neither is a defender, but just watching these two, there's no doubt. Now, my issue is, well, I'll say that now he is not in the class. I mean, Michael Jordan is in a class pretty much by himself as the GOAT. But if you want to put LeBron and Kareem in that class, I guess that would be the GOAT class. Even though I say it's Jordan, I think most people say it's Jordan. Those are the three in the conversation. Luka won't get there because those three, in addition to playing being great offensive players, they were great defenders. All right, so Luka's not a good defender, so he's not going to get to that group. He can, Rob. In fact, I'm going to say he should get to that next group. He's not there yet, but I think Jason Kidd is projecting.
That's not what
Luka
he said.
Luka Doncic should be, when it's all said and done, he should be being mentioned with Kobe and Larry Bird. I've been calling him Luka Legend since he got in the league. The dude is magnificent. My fear is this, Rob, because he's in his sixth season and he's not close to a championship right now. Jordan was close at this point. LeBron was close at this point. Luka's not really close. I know that one year they got deep, but they're the seventh seed right now. This is my fear, and it's not all on Luka. Some people will say some of it is because this is how he wants to play. But Luka, right now, he's playing and has played two ball dominant, which does contribute to his gaudy stats. But you can't win with one guy doing it all. James Harden, now granted, James melts in the playoffs, but still, he hasn't won it. LeBron didn't win it when he was doing it all. And I think his ball dominance during his prime may have cost him some more other rings. Michael Jordan didn't win it when he was doing it all before Phil Jackson came and instituted the triangle. Remember, Jordan averaged a triple-double for like 14 straight games or something when they put the ball in his hands like players today. But he wasn't winning. You can go all the way down the line. Nobody's won it as a one-man show because basketball is a team sport. Golden State didn't have the most talent in the league when they won their first and last championship in this era. They did when they had Durant. But before that, they didn't. What'd they do? They played five-man basketball when everybody else was playing one- or two-man ball. San Antonio, when they ran through the Heat in 2014, Duncan's old, past his prime. They played team basketball, five-man, everybody touching it, ball moving. They got to find a way in Dallas, and this is on Jason Kidd and Luka, to get him, have him be the man, but allow everybody else to get theirs too and play close to the maximum of what they can play. Right now, everything is off Luka. Or when Kyrie's there, it's Kyrie's turn and everybody's just watching Kyrie and playing off him. They got to get everybody incorporated, or as great as Luka is, and he should end up in that group, that second group right below GOATdom. But playing this way, I don't think it's going to happen. And so that's my fear. They got to work something out, because there's no reason with Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, they should be the freaking seventh seed in the West.
Well, he lost me when he mentioned it with Michael Jordan. That's when he lost me. Because he didn't say I'm predicting, Chris. He's saying that he's already in that conversation or should be mentioned with them. And I don't think he's in that class. The other thing, too, and you talked about it defensively, and he's been overweight. He's worn out at the end of seasons. We've seen that in the playoffs. A third of his playoff games, he shot under 40%. Yeah, I remember that playoff series against the Clippers. They blew it.
He killed the Clippers.
Yeah, but he blew it. He blew the series, if you remember that.
He didn't blow it because they wasn't supposed to beat the Clippers.
Yeah, but he had a game six at home. They were up 3-2.
Taking them that deep.
They were up 3-2 at home.
Paul George and those guys.
No, but he had a chance.
He ate both of them cats up.
Yeah, but that's how you make your legend.
I mean, that's when they were both among the best defenders in the league, and he served them.
Is when you beat them, but they didn't win.
Them boys got nothing for him.
And I'm gonna say too, I'm not gonna disrespect Dirk's career, because I think people, it's a different game that they're playing now, and I understand what Luka can do, Chris. I'm not gonna poo-poo it or think he's not there. I just think that the conversation that Jason Kidd had was more about projection, more so than it is right here, right now. And still, you could say, well, I don't care if Wojko went to the championship or whatever he did. If you remember that run in 2011, he was pretty damn impressive, made big shots, went through good. Kobe and Pau Gasol. He went through them. He went through the Russ and KD and Harden, Chris. He went through the gauntlet to get that championship.
I mean, Kidd was on that team, so he helped him, yeah.
No, I remember. I'm just saying. So I'm not there. I'm not there yet. I think that this is premature by Jason Kidd. I get it. He's his coach. He watches him every night, Chris. He has an affinity for him. He thinks he could be there, but he's not. To mention him with Michael Jordan, I think is preposterous.
Well, that's, I mean, he won't be in that GOAT conversation.
But what he said.
I have no doubt. Like, I'm sorry. He's better than Dirk. I mean, all people can throw at me is the championship.
It's not just the championship.
What else is it? What did Dirk do better than him?
Yeah, it's just he's a different player. I get it, Chris. There's no doubt about it. And what he can do is spectacular. But Dirk had a hell of a Hall of Fame career as well.
Nobody's taking that away from him.
And he was able to win, too.
Luka's better don't mean we dissing Dirk.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I always say, if you say LeBron is better than Jordan or Jordan's better than LeBron, people act like you hating the other one. No.
I think it's premature by Jason Kidd.
Man, I'm sorry. This ain't no doubt it ain't premature to me. Luka is a bad boy. That boy is bad. Jason Kidd right on that. Now, he went a little too far with the MJ stuff. I don't know. Atmosphere, maybe that atmosphere is huge, Rob. I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, 15 guys in that atmosphere, maybe. I don't know. But that was too far, but he is. I mean, and again, who knows Dirk better than Kidd? Kidd was the quintessential point guard and played with Dirk, helped Dirk get that championship. But, you know, let's see what the listeners think, Rob. 877 99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Let's hear it. Jason Kidd, high praise for Luka Doncic. First, is Luka better than Dirk? Second, is he in the class of MJ, LeBron, and Kobe? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that.
Wait.
Why? Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible. You know
what? Possible.
Just forget
you
what those
what?
Clowns
forget
say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We want to get you guys in. This should be fun. But first, let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified applicants. Instead, move on up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location near you. That's ExpressPros.com, 877-99 on Fox. Is Luka Doncic better than Dirk Nowitzki? And is he in the class of Michael and LeBron? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off. Chili Tim in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Hi, bro. What up, Chris?
What up, Newt?
How you guys doing this evening?
We are great, brother. We are great.
Chris, I think I kind of have to go with Rob on this one, man. If you want to say that he has the tools and the skill set to be better than Dirk, I get that. However, Dirk did win an MVP. He consistently made the playoffs for a number of years. So I think it's premature. I think if he'd have put a caveat and said, you know, he has those tools.
Right, heading that way. I'm with you, Tim.
Dirk accomplished more. When you watch them play, Tim, who's better?
I get that, Chris. That's why I said he may have the tools and the skills, but you can have the tools and skills and never...
And never get there and never make it happen. He might never get there. He might never...
If he doesn't win a championship, he's still... I think Barkley was better than Dirk. He ain't got no championship.
I get
Would you agree with that? Karl Malone better than Dirk? I mean, what are we talking about? He ain't got no ring?
Yeah, but Karl Malone was the second all-time leading scorer.
Dirk didn't win at a level that it was like, oh, God, you just got to look at them. He won one. It was just great. But I'm not putting him ahead of everybody who didn't win a ring just because he won one.
Did he beat the LeBrons? Didn't he?
Well, I think they beat themselves, to be honest.
Oh, I thought he beat the team that was supposed to win 8 championships. Just saying. Eric, in Austin, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Chris? Thanks for taking the call.
What up? Yes, sir.
So here's the thing. I think both of y'all are right. Now, I think Luka is clearly the better, like, if we're just talking about basketball-wise, better player than Dirk. But I think Dirk is the bigger Dallas legend as it currently stands.
Yeah, because he got him the ring, which I understand.
Right.
That's the ultimate. I'm with you. I feel you on that.
And another good point, too, Rob, you kind of alluded to this earlier. But, like, and Chris, you kind of alluded to it earlier, too. But I'm with y'all with the coaching. If Jason Kidd can't figure it out with Luka and Kyrie, I think they got to move on from him because there's no way it should just be Luka carrying the Mavericks at this point.
Right. Well, there are some that will tell you Luka kind of wants to play that way. But, look, Michael Jordan didn't want to play the triangle. Right, Rob? Like, you sometimes coach. You know what I mean? Because they ain't going to win it this way. For them to be seventh, Rob, is a freaking travesty.
It is when you have the talent that they have. Those two players alone, we talk about all the time. This isn't an older LeBron and a hobbled AD.
Now, right.
You know what I mean? Like, Kyrie's not old, and neither is Luka. What?
And Derek Lively's having a nice season for a rookie, and he's probably only going to get better. Tim Hardaway Jr. can play. Like, they should. There's no way they should be seventh.
MJ in New Orleans. Oh, man, we haven't heard from MJ. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, MJ?
What's going on, couple? What's happening?
How are you?
What up, man?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed, man. Throwing them to y'all guys every day, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Jason Kidd has bumped his head, man. What coach goes out there and says something about the all-time franchise player of an organization? Who does that? That would be like one of these coaches coming out saying Derrick Rose is better than Michael, way better than Michael Jordan.
No, it wouldn't. No, stop it. Derrick Rose, come on, man.
And what did Luka have? What was it?
Derrick Rose is not Luka Doncic. 12 All NBAs. Is not Dirk Nowitzki.
Let me get into it. Dirk came into this league, and the perception was European players were soft. Let's not forget that. Dirk carried their team for 21 seasons in Dallas. That's a big market, but it's looked at as a small market. And they did trade away Steve Nash. Now, imagine if those
Well, Nash wasn't playing that great with them. That team had bottomed out.
Yeah, but they got rid of
Nash. Nash meshed perfectly with Mike D'Antoni. Both of them needed each other. That resurrected Nash's career. He wouldn't be a Hall of Famer if he had stayed in Dallas.
Dirk
Nash.
So Luka could walk. That guy's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. That guy has a championship
We know he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Ain't nobody ripping Dirk. Just because you say player's better means you dissing him?
Did we lose him? Oh, Rob, that was Rob G, my mistake. Sorry about that, MJ. We got time for Gary? Yeah. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, G?
Yeah, so if I was making a team, I would probably take Luka over Dirk, but I can't put him higher on the all-time list just because of the accomplishments. And I disagree with Chris on the GOAT thing. I don't think his defense disqualifies him from being the GOAT, because if he accomplishes way more than Jordan, like MVPs, championships, I'll probably say he's the GOAT.
Well, and look, if he wins I'll give you that. If he wins eight rings,
if he's 8-0 in the finals, okay.
Right.
Yeah,
if he makes the defense irrelevant, yeah. But the point, Rob, is that that lack of defense will keep him, right, from winning that many rings.
Right. It's just
still
no
gonna
way.
Do his thing right. And be great. But yeah, defense is a big part of the game. All right, we got more. 877-99 on Fox. We got trolling or rolling around the corner with our man Martin Weiss, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And it's time for trolling or rolling. Well, Martin Weiss will be here in a moment.
Uno momento. You didn't know I was bilingual.
That's got to be racist.
What?
Yeah, I'm leaving that alone. Did you let that get through, Alex?
That time I did see, yeah.
Oh, man.
I know Rob's trying to be one of the people see.
Rob, when is your next stand-up?
You know what? It was supposed to be tomorrow.
Are you serious?
The deadline, yeah.
Wednesday
night. No. It's going to be on the show. I met a guy at the supermarket, Chris, and he said he had heard me on the radio. He's a comedian, and he was like, dude, you're funny. I want you to do my show.
Tell us the truth, man.
Really?
Just making up stories.
I'm dead serious. I was ordering pork chops or something, lamb chops, and the guy came up to me. But, I think I'm going to do it next month. I just, with the Super Bowl next week and, you know what I mean, and all the other stuff going on, it just kind of snuck up on me. So next month.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. All right, it's time for Trolling or Rolling with our man, Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, Chris Broussard. It is time for Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and if Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you'll hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, like that completely made-up story about the supermarket.
What?
I know. Yeah, we know nobody was. That's like me. I was at the store and some dude came up to me and just said, man, you are such an awesome basketball player. Like,
well, we wouldn't believe that story.
We didn't believe
your
story, right. We don't believe either.
We don't like it. We go ahead and troll it.
Oh, man. Hate.
Y'all just be hating on me. Martin, I saw you laughing at the party when I was doing my stand-up. You laughed.
I was laughing with you or at you.
Yeah,
Rob,
I don't know. I know. I'm not sure.
Steph Curry was caught on a mic. He wanted to chat with Sabrina Ionescu in a 3-point shootout. Well, looks like he'll get his wish. This All-Star weekend, the two will have a contest. Steph shooting from the NBA line with the NBA ball. Sabrina shooting from the WNBA line.
Man, what happened? Your phone, Martin. Your phone was great.
You don't get a good phone, man. Come on, this is ridiculous.
Can you hear me now?
No, you keep breaking up.
I'm sorry. Did you got me now or no?
Go ahead.
All right, Chris. Trolling or rolling? The battle of the sex is a 3-point shootout.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
It'll be fun. I mean, I give Steph credit for just taking it on. He has nothing to gain from this. I do think also, Rob, the fact that she's shooting from the female 3-point line, which is in closer, and you know, they both should use the proper ball. He should use the men's ball. She should use the women's. But again, the fact that she's shooting from closer, even if she wins, Steph can save faces. You know what I mean? It's not like she actually beat him at the NBA line. But it'll be fun to watch, and we'll see what happens.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
What is this, 1970 Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King, Battle of the Sexes? Come on. I mean, Chris, it ain't even the same. Use the same ball and shoot from the same spot.
No, they shouldn't use the same
ball. No, that's how Nancy Lieberman.
How hard that
that's
is.
How Nancy Lieberman suckered me into losing.
So now you're putting yourself in the class of Steph and Ionesco.
She slipped me the WNBA ball.
Mickey? Nah, they can't have them shoot with the wrong balls. I mean,
Martin, have you ever shot a WNBA ball? It feels like a volleyball.
Oh, God. I mean, it's definitely much smaller than an NBA regulation ball, but so are her hands.
Right, right. I think that's the only way to do it.
But he's just mad because Nancy Lieberman gave him
the
work.
She served him. I was asking around. It was like she was shaking up. She made him fall. She dunked on him. I mean, it was crazy.
And she
nutmegged him.
Look at that. Wow.
Sham guided him.
She worked me over like a burger and fries.
So, rolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Tyrese Halliburton is in the running for some postseason awards as he's been off to a hot start, but recently been slowed with a hamstring injury. The NBA MVP, Joel Embiid, he may not even get a chance to defend his title due to the new 65-game minimum rule. This spawned Halliburton to call the minimum games requirement stupid. Chris, trolling or rolling, the league mandate of 65 games is stupid.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
If you want to be an MVP or some other award winner, I mean, part of it is you got to play a certain amount of games. I mean, even the NBA, are the NBA, you know, requirements to be in the, you know, like a leading scorer or a leading rebounder or assist, are those stupid? You can't play 45 games
right,
and be the leading scorer.
There's
got to
be a criteria.
Right. So I'm cool with it. I mean, I'm sorry. It's unfortunate for the guys that legitimately get hurt. But still, if you only play 60 games or whatever, I don't care how good you were, it's hard for you to be the MVP when you miss 22 games. So, no, I'm good with it.
What'd you just do, Chris? You trolled it, right?
I trolled it.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
There's got to be, like, in everything, there's a minimum at bats, Chris, to qualify for the batting title. Yep. There's a minimum innings if you want to win the Cy Young. There's got to be, otherwise a guy can, you know, play 40 games and have the highest scoring average. I mean, it can't be like that. You got to have some sort of basement of where you have to be in order to qualify. So, no.
Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stop me when you've heard this one before. The Cowboys, after another disappointing postseason loss, are going to run it back with the same coach and the same quarterback. But this postseason loss has a dubious distinction. It's the first time a 7th seed has advanced in the postseason in the Green Bay Packers. But don't worry, because Jerry Jones says the team is, quote, all in for the 2024 season. Chris, trolling or rolling, Jerry making this proclamation?
I'm going to troll it.
Hey.
Rob, this is what would be best for the Dallas Cowboys. If we didn't hear from Jerry Jones next season.
Good luck.
And I'm not saying that because I don't like him or anything like that. But no, do we hear from Clark Hunt all the time? The Chiefs on, oh no, they just happen to be going to the 4th Super Bowl in 5 years. Do we hear from the Niners owner? No, they just happen to be going to their 2nd Super Bowl in a few years. I mean, stop it, Jerry. If I don't want to, we shouldn't hear a peep from him next year. No interviews, no post game interviews. Let the coach do that. And I bet you that they would be better. And people might think, what's that got to do with the field? It creates a culture. Those dudes feel the pressure because he's running his mouth all the time. You just sit down and be quiet and let your football people handle things, and then I bet your team would have a better season.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chris.
Oh, man. Hey.
But you know it ain't going to happen.
Right.
As much as we would like to, just relax, own the team, sit in the suite, eat cheese and crackers, enjoy it, you know. And when it's all done and it happens for him, Chris, they're going to hand him the trophy and the microphone, right? That's what they'll do.
Then you can talk.
But until then, enough. Hey, Martin, real quick, go ahead. I had to ask you a question.
What's up?
I wanted to ask you about Dan Campbell and just where were you on his play calling and
The one to me that is inexcusable is running the ball on third down, so you have to use the timeout. In that moment, you lost the game because you're not recovering an onside kick in today's NFL. You needed three timeouts to get a stop And when you ran the ball and then had to burn a timeout and just had two timeouts there, you may as well just simulated the game to the end at that point. It was over.
But what about you being skunked 27-0 and you don't put any points on the board to stop the bleeding? Like it was the first one when after 49ers scored to make it 24-10 and they had a chance to match their field goal, you know what I mean, and make it a three-score game. That's the one that really bothered me. I thought that was an obvious one to make.
Nah, to me, I would have kicked the field goal at the end of the first half and gone up three scores. I think that changes the calculus in the locker room. But I know this. I'm definitely trolling your take of he needs to be fired.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Just because you give lukewarm takes on Saturday night, don't be mad at me. Hey, maybe you'll get your listenership up and you'll get your social media up when you start taking hard stances and stop playing the middle of the road. How's that?
Wow.
I'm not playing the middle of anything.
Wow. All right.
Chris, what's got a better chance of happening, Chris,
in the next year?
Jerry stops talking, or Rob sells out a comedy show without his best friend.
Oh, wow. Shots fired. Wow.
And you know what? I'm not inviting you the next time I do comedy, all right? How's that?
Wow. Can you do that to me, Rob?
No, whatever, not invite Chris. Me, please? You're not going to be invited. Either. And it's going to be at your own club in Brooklyn.
That's our man, Martin Weiss, with Trolling or Rolling. Thank you, brother. You can check him out every Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, the Martin and VJ show.
You got it.
Fox Sports Radio. All right, brother. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle, guys, with GoodRanchers.com. You can enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. That's awesome. Support local farms as well and enjoy $20 off, plus free shipping when you enter this code. America. GoodRanchers.com. The code is America, and you get American meat delivered. All right, Rob, the Lakers, we were talking about them earlier. What should they do to try to right the ship, maybe become contenders? And tonight, now Anthony Davis was out, but they got blasted. Straight housed by the Moribund.
Moribund. Is yes, that cinnamon bun or Moribund?
Oh, okay.
All right.
I see what you did there.
You like that?
Thank you. The Atlanta Hawks, Rob, 19-27.
Going nowhere fast, Chris.
Right. Beat the Lakers 138-122. LeBron finishes with 20 points, 8 assists, 9 rebounds. I'm sorry. Atlanta, look, the Lakers aren't a very good team. So I can't say that you shouldn't be losing to Atlanta.
But it just tells you
more wins in Atlanta. Yeah, it tells it just, you what they're now. Granted, Anthony Davis is out, but still.
But Chris, even with Anthony Davis, and he's been playing All Star caliber, they were only at 500. Even when he's playing, so,
right?
You know what I mean? Like
they're not a good team.
They're not
and
that
they,
good.
They should not be this bad. I'm sorry. I mean, I think you have to look at part of this and say, and look, I'm saying this, and I've said it before, Rob, anything LeBron James does at this point is gravy to me on his career. We didn't hold, you know, that Michael Jordan didn't make the playoffs the last 2 years in Washington against him. I'm not about to hold whatever happens this season in the negative against LeBron. But I think, Rob, the only conclusion you can start to come to, especially when Anthony Davis is playing, is that these numbers that LeBron is putting up, they're empty calories.
Right.
Because they're the same numbers he's always put up, but there is no way you could say LeBron James is close to the player he used to be. No way. And that kind of gets back to what when we talked about, you know, the scoring today. LeBron is smart enough. He's actually improved his skills as far as, like, his jump shot, his three-point shooting. And he's smart enough to know how to score in this league where it's pretty simple, right? And that's why he's getting the big numbers. But obviously, right, LeBron being on a team this bad, even without Anthony Davis, was unthinkable when he's in his prime.
No doubt. Like we talk about it all the time. Like if he had the numbers that he was putting up, Chris, the last few years, there's no way they would be scuffling and not making them. Remember a couple years here, the first couple didn't make the playoffs and whatnot. You know, it was strange. Like LeBron affected the game that much. And if he put up the numbers that he would have, Chris, they had a great shot to win every night.
Yep.
You didn't win every night, but had a great shot to win every night.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. And more often than not, they did win. But look, I think, Rob, I mean, we'll see what the Lakers do.
So the Lakers are 7-8 this month, Chris. So bad January.
Yeah. We'll see what moves they make. I don't know if LeBron will, you know, push them to try to make a move. I doubt he'll push for a trade, but, you know, I guess that's on the table. But I think, Rob, if this is it, I mean, this is how it ended for Kobe. This is how it ends for many. It ended this way for Olajuwon. It ends this way for most. Most don't go out winning championships. Steph, it's going this way for Steph, Rob.
But you look,
right,
look at the Lakers,
they
have talent. Everybody thought they won the offseason, if you remember, when the moves they made, right?
Yeah, that's why look, are they the perfect team? No, they don't shoot it particularly well. But I DeJounte Murray, I like him a lot. So if they could go get DeJounte Murray, I would be excited about that if I'm them. But I don't know the move that they make that we think puts them over the top. You know, I just don't know what that move is. They've got, like, their role players are not that bad. You've got your two stars, right? And your role players, I mean, Rui Hachimura, you can do worse than him. D'Angelo Russell giving you 17 and 6. Austin Reeves giving you 15 and 5 dimes. Torian Prince is what he is, but for that, you know, by the time you get that low on the, in the rotation, Christian Wood's okay that low in the rotation.
Right.
Get Reddish.
They shouldn't be this bad. Come on.
They just shouldn't. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are going to want to put it on Darvin Ham.
I find that hard to believe when we talked about it earlier, how well they played. And everything. Yep. That wasn't 3 years ago, Chris. That was a month ago, 6 weeks ago. That wasn't that long
ago. And last year they got to the freaking Western Conference Finals. Come on, right. Was he a bad coach? And, Rob, this is the same thing happened with Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel won a championship with the Lakers. Frank Vogel was great in Indiana.
And then they were like, oh, he's got to go.
Right. And now he's doing well. Phoenix is showing some life now that they're healthy under Frank Vogel. I mean, so it's easy to just say get rid of the coach. They just got to play through it. And if they don't, it's no, you know, slight on LeBron. I mean, he's not really supposed to win at this, you know, stage of his career. But it should get people to understand, stop, don't even think he's what he used to be or even close, because he's not. I don't care what the numbers, Rob, what are the numbers now? 30 points a game today is the average of equivalent of what? 24 back then?
Oh, yeah.
You know? So numbers, schmumbers.
Schmumbers. Man.
I mean, it's just, you know, we talked about it. So, all right. Well, that was that. Rob G, your Lakers, you know. I know you a diehard Lakers.
You know what?
Fan,
he doesn't even care anymore.
I'm a Thunder fan.
We got the one move.
He doesn't even care.
Oh, Chet Holmgren, baby, all day.
Chet can ball.
The new Slim Reaper.
Chet is nice, second only to Wimby.
Rookie of the year. Who's the rookie of the year?
Chet will get it. Chet should get it. Because he's playing on a winning team. He's doing it in a winning situation. But Wimby is better. All
Everyone
right. Keep it
knows
locked.
It's Wimby.
Fire! That's what they bring.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.